In the Frame, written by Dick Francis and read by Tony Britton.
I stood on the outside of disaster, looking in. There were three police cars outside my cousin's house, and an ambulance with its blue turret light revolving ominously, and people bustling in seriously through his open front door. The chill wind of early autumn blew dead brown leaves sadly onto the driveway, and harsh, scurrying clouds threatened worse to come. 6 o'clock, Friday evening, Shropshire, England. Intermittent bright white flashes from the windows spoke of photography in progress within. I slid my satchel from my shoulder and dumped both it and my suitcase on the grass verge, and with justifiable foreboding completed my journey to the house. I'd travelled by train to stay for the weekend. No cousin with car to meet me, as promised, so I'd started to walk the mile and a half of country road, sure he would come tearing along soon in his muddy Peugeot, full of jokes and apologies and plans. No jokes. He stood in the hall, dazed and grey. His body, inside his neat business suit, looked limp, and his arms hung straight down from the shoulders, as if his brain had forgotten they were there. His head was turned slightly towards the sitting room, the source of the flashes, and his eyes were stark with shock. "Don," I said. I walked towards him. "Donald?" He didn't hear me. A policeman, however, did. He came swiftly from the sitting room in his dark blue uniform, took me by the arm and swung me strongly and unceremoniously back towards the door. "Out of here, sir," he said, "if you please." The strained eyes slid uncertainly our way. "Charles." His voice was hoarse. The policeman's grip loosened very slightly. "Do you know this man, sir?" he asked Donald. "I'm his cousin," I said. "Oh." He took his hand off, told me to stay where I was and look after Mr. Stewart, and returned to the sitting room to consult. "What's happened?" I said. Don was past answering. His head turned again towards the sitting room door, drawn to a horror he could no longer see. I disobeyed the police instructions, took 10 quiet steps and looked in. The familiar room was unfamiliarly bare. No pictures, no ornaments, no edge-to-edge floor covering of oriental rugs. Just bare grey walls, chintz-covered sofas, heavy furniture pushed awry, and a great expanse of dusty wood-block flooring. And on the floor, my cousin's young wife, bloody and dead.